Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. For today's episode of Reflection, there's this one little scenario that I experienced yesterday as we were making our way to a picnic that created a spin-off into what I really want to talk about today. Dennis and myself and two other friends planned a picnic in the Stadtpark, Hamburg, Germany. By the way, this is the biggest park in Hamburg. There are other big parks, but this is the biggest of them all. And people come to this park for jogging, walking, festivals, picnics, sports, you name it. And it's a very beautiful park because parts of it are also connected to the lake, the Alster Lake, which is one of those main tourist attractions in Hamburg. Because we were the planners of the picnic, we had the grill and many of the foodstuff that we needed to get the picnic going. A side note, this is one of the best picnics I've ever attended because when you talk about the weather, the food, the vibes, the location, everything was just perfect about this day. Not to mention the parking situation, which I'm about to tell you that created the spin-off for the topic that I will talk about. So when we drove up, we already understood in our minds that parking may be a problem or will be a problem because going to Stadtpark, many people or many vehicles, especially on the weekend, are already lined up on the block that is to the entrance of the park. So when we drove up, we realized, okay, to our expectation, the area was fully unavailable with parking. So the idea was to unload the vehicle closest to the entrance of the park, find the park, come back, and then take the stuff into the park. So while we were there having the discussion and was just about getting ready to unload the vehicle with the stuff, there came a couple that came to their vehicle immediately behind the vehicle that we stopped beside on that road, who were just about getting ready to leave. And I just shook my head and said, look at God. What are the chances on a day like today you'll find a park immediately in front of such a huge park that many people come on a Sunday? But anyways, it drove home the lesson that I learned some time ago, that delay, waiting, misfortune, disappointment are not to be always considered as a negative thing, because from these scenarios can come blessings in disguise and a turning of fate, F-A-T-E. And hence my topic, spin-off. Because while I was thinking about this simple little scenario, it called to my mind 9/11, where there were survivors who spoke about the little occurrences that happened that morning that created delay, waiting, interception of the plan, disappointment, whatever the case may be, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. There is a lesson or a blessing in everything that we go through that is unpleasant to us. And I will say that again. There is a blessing or a lesson that we all can take away from an unpleasant situation. There are numerous survivor testimonials from the 9/11, but today I'm going to share about five of them that came as a result of disappointment or delay. James Stefurak, I hope I got that pronunciation correctly, was running late that morning. He was a chartered financial analyst who worked in a Trinity building a block away from the Twin Tower, but he had to go through the Twin Tower in order to get to his office. So in the mornings, he will take the subway, come off at the ground floor, grab his coffee, his newspaper, then go through that big open door that a homeless man would hold in exchange for tippings in the mornings, and then walk a block to his Trinity building. A part of James' job involved trading. And so as a result of this, he would get to work before 9 o'clock in the mornings to have discussion with his clients so that he will know how to operate when trading starts. Even when he had a slow calendar, he would still make it to work early enough. That's what he said. On this particular morning, his calendar was a little slow, but for some reason, he was 20 minutes delayed to catching his 8:30 subway. And during his delay, he realized what was happening with the Trade Center on the television as he was getting ready. Now, we all know the time that it happened, he would have been caught in the fatality that morning. Many of us love our jobs, and we respect it to the point where punctuality is a big deal for us. When I was in banking, I was a punctual person too. And we know that it's an excellent work ethic because it not only speaks about who we are as a person, but it also affects our ability to move forward or move up in the company with which we work. Because when you're looking at your records, they look at punctuality as one factor that will perhaps influence decision depending on the nature of the promotion you're looking. But I say this to you, if you know you are a punctual person and you make every effort on any given morning to be on time and something works against you, do not beat upon yourself. It doesn't matter the kind of boss you have. Do not beat upon yourself and do not bear that guilt, because everything happens for a reason. Those who survived 9/11 were fortunate enough to see the immediate reason why they were delayed, or why disappointment came, or why whatever it is that happened that morning happened. Crystal Brown Tantum was CEO and president of Crystal Clear Communications. She was engaged in 2001 and was to relocate in New York, June, and start a job around the same time at Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, in the Twin Tower 2. But something happened that created a disruption in her engagement. She found out something about her fiancé that necessitated, if you will, the decision not to marry this man. It broke her heart, but when she found out that the Trade Center exploded that day, she knew that she would have already been working in the tower had she continued with the engagement. She knew that she would have been at work that morning. So from the broken heart came a huge blessing that she never knew would be a blessing had it not been for the Trade Center explosion. So looking at the broken heart in isolation, she perhaps would have asked, why me? But after that, she probably said, thank God for this broken heart. Thank you that this never worked out. I'm so happy. But many of us don't know why things happen the way they do. But I tell you, out of every unpleasant situation, there is a blessing or a lesson. Thank God Crystal was able to live to see, oh, this revelation about my fiance came at the right time that disrupted my decision to work in the Twin Tower. Because that revelation about her fiancé could have been hidden from her. So you may be going through a broken heart right now and you feel that you lost your world. No, if it broke your heart and that person left, or you found out something that deemed this person unworthy, do not have regrets. Do not tell yourself that you wish you would be dead. Don't do that to yourself. Everything happens for a reason. It only means that there's better ahead for you. You just don't know that yet. See what lessons you can take away from this experience. See what you can learn about yourself from this past relationship. See how you can better prepare yourself for the next person. Then there was George Keith, who had car troubles that morning that resulted in a delay in getting to work on time. Some of us can attest to car troubles. You're on your way to meet someone, to get to work, to the airport, or whatever the case may be, and you have car troubles. Sometimes you ask the question, why no? And some of us will say, the devil is a liar. But God allowed that delay for a reason. You don't understand now, but maybe someday, maybe never. But every delay happens for a reason. Your car broke down. Maybe somebody was going to break the stoplight and hit you head on or something. Maybe somebody was going to be on their phones and was going to hit somebody and had to prevent themselves from hitting the person and swing right into you. You don't know. You really don't know. There's so many reasons that create delays. There is God always in the back end working. He does not cause misfortunes, but he sometimes allows them towards the future or towards a bigger picture. Because here comes Keith now. He was driving his BMW, brand new BMW for that matter, through Central Park when the vehicle shifted into the first gear unexpectedly. So he made up an appointment for the dealership the next morning and they gave him 7 o'clock to come in. When he came in, the technicians refused to start working before 8 o'clock. And he was so annoyed because he's saying, why should I wait until 8 o'clock for a 3-minute repair? But when he left the shop and raced down the expressway to get to his meeting on the 73rd floor of the tower, he says as he was sitting on the expressway in traffic, he saw the smoke coming out the building, the one that got hit first. And then he said he glanced in his rearview mirror and saw a jet flying lower than he has ever seen, making its way towards the building. And he saw when it hit the second building and then came the fireball. He said immediately he knew it was a terror attack. And to this day, it's an emotional thing for him. That 1 hour delay saved his life. Lara Sorokoff-Gilman, she rode the Port Authority subway train through the World Trade Center station on her commute each morning. But the week before, on Friday, September 7, she was laid off from her work, and 4 days later, the incident happened. Had not she lost that job, she would have been on the building that Tuesday. She was unemployed, but it was a blessing in disguise. She also said that morning she was supposed to go on the building to the unemployment office. But she told herself that she would wait until the rush hour traffic has died down. But it happened before. What a blessing. I'm really sorry for those that got caught in the building. But for those who survived, it was not their time. And this is just a lesson to us that in unpleasant circumstances, in misfortunes, in disappointments, delays, waiting, don't complain. Everything happens for a reason. Holly Winter was supposed to meet up with her 2 college friends in New York. One lived in Chicago, one was working in the Trade Center, and she was living in Denver. She, along with the one living in Chicago, wanted to plan up a surprise visit for the one who worked in the Trade Center because he was always working without breaks, and they haven't seen each other in a bit, so they wanted to plan a surprise morning picnic for him with champagne and caviar. So she, Winter, and the one from Chicago had mutual availability on that day. So they decided to fly to New York the night before and then surprise him 8 o'clock in the morning. But the day when Winter was to leave, her mother called to say, "I'm coming to visit you." And she was trying to convince her mother that today is not a good day because I'm just about getting ready to fly to New York. And she was saying to her mother that you're already on retirement, so you can be flexible with the time you come to see me. But her mother insisted that I am coming to visit you. Do not go on that trip just yet. I'm coming to see you. Winter labeled her mother as an intuitive mother. I think intuition lies heavily on females. Mothers, many of us are intuitive. I think I have a little of it. Just a little. Cherish the friends who are strong in your corner because they mean you well. Some of you are friends who tell you the truth because they care about you. The truth sometimes comes unpleasant, it cuts, but at the end of the day, it works in your best interest. Sometimes it's good to listen to our friends. Thank God for the friends who tell you the truth. Holly Winter's life was spared because her mother insisted that she come see her, so she ditched the plan. So what had happened was that her friend went ahead with the plan, went to see the man or the other friend from college in the building, and they both were lost. Of course, Winter will always live to remember that. But more importantly, she will always live to remember that I could have been a part of that number. So in closing, I want to leave with you this one text found in Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." I will leave with you this one line. All things work for good. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.